Yeah, so you all tested out in a Buddha meditation or breath meditation. What are your questions? Yeah. Will be a very short meeting if you don't have any questions. Huh? I mean, I explained everything about meditation, so I mean, and that's why we're here. It's a retreat. We retreat back into the heart. Now? Or in the citta, yeah? That's what we do, yeah? Instruction is simple, yeah? The things, yeah, how to do it, it is difficult, yeah? I mean, everybody sees it, yeah? Oh, the body, the body, the body, huh? Yeah, so difficult, huh? It's not the body that gives us the trouble, it's the kilesas that give us the trouble, yeah? And so that's why we have to fight the kilesas. So, okay, any questions about this, yeah? I mean, in the evening I'll give a talk, so, but now it's only, you know, we are here to practice, yeah?
Maybe I'll start with one question then. We have two written questions here. I'll just read you.
Yeah, yeah, people don't have a mouth, you know, they need to write down, yeah?
Yeah, Ajahn, please elaborate more on sati, awareness, when we are living our daily life, i.e. eating, walking, etc. Thank you, Sadhu.
In the evening. I mean, this is... I mean, I want, you know, questions about, you know, the difficulties in your practice, yeah? Yeah, about meditation practice, you know, where is the difficulties that you don't have a way to overcome it, yeah? Not general questions that can be asked in the evening. Yeah?
Thank you for your instruction. I have a quick question on, because you described samatha and vipassana.
Yeah.
Personally, I use metta meditation to kind of reach samatha, some level of calmness. I'm wondering how do you develop something like vipassana? What is the experience of vipassana?
Vipassana is a meditation to gain wisdom. I mean, metta meditation, I mean, I didn't teach metta meditation. Huh? Metta. Huh? You don't have any metta. Huh? The metta is in the heart, you know. I teach the way to the heart, and that's where you find the metta. Huh? What your training is, yeah, mostly, yeah. I don't know what you personally train, yeah, is your imagination of metta. Huh? That's not metta. Metta is in the heart. It's there all the time. Huh? But we buried it very, very, very deep in the heart, yeah? Just like our wisdom, we buried very deep, yeah. And vipassana is investigation, asking the right question to get the right answer from our heart. But in order for that, you know, we have first to make the mind calm, yeah? And I know it is difficult to stay at one point, yeah? That's why you do, may all the beings in the world be happy, yeah? Huh? You are yourself not happy, huh? You yourself are not happy, huh? So you don't even know what you wish, you know, huh? You wish your unhappiness onto other people, or? Metta practice, there is a special metta practice, but you know, we don't teach that, yeah? It's disturbing, you know, the monks don't do that because it's disturbing to the practice and all these beings, you know, from other realms are coming, you know, and want to take part, you know, disturbing the monks, yeah? That's why we don't do it. No, do the Buddha meditation and then you see how hard it is. Huh? You notice it? Yeah, I mean, you have to fight through, yeah? I mean, meditation is like learning to walk, yeah? You get up, you fall over, you get up, you fall over, and it takes a year, you know, to learn how to do it. No? Huh? Remember, if not, go back in your memory and remember, yeah? I'm climbing up, you know, falling over. Mommy, I cannot walk. You have to carry me for the rest of my life. Huh? Does anybody say that? Every one of you can walk because you wanted to walk. Yeah? And if we want to learn to meditate, we can do it. Hmm? There's no way that we cannot. Yeah? But it takes the same kind of effort. Yeah? I mean, look at the baby, look at your your own children, you know, or nieces and nephews, you know how to learn to walk. Huh? They try 24 hours a day, unless they sleep. Huh? No? And 1 hour meditation, it's enough, huh? However, how long will it take, you know, for you to learn meditation? Yeah? Okay? Other question?
When we are used to walking meditation, we get the idea that we just speak buddha, we synchronize our left, right and left steps, almost like autopilot.
Mm.
But 2 months ago, Ramaphosa Inkawai was here.
Yeah.
And he has this very animated Taiwanese bhikkhu who shared with us in a very informal way what his way of doing it. And he says, you shouldn't do it like, as if like you are like doing an army drill, autopilot. But the way to do it is that you put your right hand down, you feel it, you are aware of the awareness, then you repeat to yourself, who has the right affirming that, yes, I've seen the awareness. And you do the same with the other step, like to.
Yeah. Okay.
You are aware first.
I understand.
You are aware of the awareness, then you affirm the truth.
You cannot be aware of the awareness because the awareness is the only thing that is there. That is you. When you call something you, it's the awareness. Yeah? It's the knowingness. Yeah?
So you have to acknowledge the knowingness, if you like. You have to rest in it and acknowledge it.
That is not what Lungta Mahaboa teaches, you know, and that is certainly, hopefully, not what Lungpo Intawai teaches, because Lungpo Intawai is my older brother. I mean, he was in the same monastery. I mean, we got the same teaching, you know, from Lungta Mahaboa. Lungpo Intawai, you know, is, you know, quite 2 generations above me, you know. I mean, he was there previously, and he got the same teaching. Lungta Mahaboa taught us, walk, yeah? And be with the Buddha or be with the breath. Yeah? You're not concerned about the feet at all. I mean, that's what I try to show you, you know. You're not concerned about the feet, you know. You're concerned about that you're with the Buddha, you know, while you walk there. Yeah? You don't look left, you don't look right, you just look 1 meter ahead of you. Yeah? And when you come to the end point, then you realize how, if you have been with the Buddha or if you have been with the breath, and then you turn around and you look at the start point, you know, and see, okay, this one way I will be with the Buddha. Huh?
I don't know, because if I find it, it doesn't work.
What do you mean, autopilot?
No, I
didn't say Buddha with each step. I said walk. You can walk normally without, you know, without Buddha. You walk, you know, and then you mentally repeat Buddha, and it has nothing, no coordination with the steps. I don't understand this. Yeah. I mean, I tried to show you, you know. I mean, the faster you walk, you know, the easier it is to concentrate. But if you do, I mean, Lungta Mahaboa was one time in London, you know, and normally Ajahn Chah tradition does it like this, yeah? I mean, he saw some of the monks walking very slowly, and I mean, he laughed, you know. I said, well, what they're doing, they're falling asleep, huh? I mean, I can only teach you what I learned and what I found, you know, very beneficial to my heart. Yeah, and that is what Lungta Mahabua teaches.
In the former method, I find that it's like you go into autopilot, but when you go into autopilot, it's not meditation. You can still have like distracted thoughts, you know, like driving autopilot, you can still go into your handphone, smartphone.
Yeah.
But with the second method, I find that by paying attention to that awareness, just like that, it's a more vibrant kind of experience.
What do you mean, autopilot?
You're not having something, but it's just like, in other words, very mechanical way.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things, you know. I mean that you're with the Buddha, and if the moment you are not with the Buddha, you bring the Buddha back. Yeah. I mean, whatever you call it, autopilot, you know, I mean, every one of you is on autopilot all day long, you know. I mean, I call it robot, you know. Yeah? Because you don't know what you are doing. Yeah? But if we are with the Buddha, we know I am with the Buddha. The Buddha just starts, you know. The Buddha is in the middle. The Buddha is at the end. The new Buddha comes. Then I know. You understand that? And if you try to combine it with the feet, you know, I mean, it just goes wrong. Don't combine it with the feet. Let the citta walk, yeah? I mean, the citta can only do one thing at a time, yeah? It's not a parallel computer, it's a single instruction computer, you know, serial computer, yeah? Can only do one thing at a time. But it is very good at multitasking, yeah? So let it run, yeah? Let it run, let it walk, and you stay with the Buddha or with the breath. You know every Buddha that comes into the mind. I mean, how can that be autopilot? That's what you have to be aware of when you do sitting. What do you do when you do sitting? What kind of meditation? Tell me.
You say the loneliness.
What?
You say the loneliness. The loneliness of either the brand or the Buddha.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know. The breath is, at the moment, it's an in-breath or the out-breath. It is long, it is short, it is, yeah? It is rough or it is detailed. How can you not know, yeah? So that's what you do when you do sitting meditation, or? Yeah? You do it when you do walking meditation, the same thing. Know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out. Yeah? Know that the breath is short. Know that the breath, yeah? I mean, I said, you know, about autopilot, you know, this is not the thing, you know, there's no awareness in it, yeah? And then we look around, yeah? Yeah? That is not the way, yeah? Huh?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to verify, to get rid of the autopilot.
Yeah, but you have to do the same thing while you're doing sitting meditation. Because the autopilot is there, yeah? We are with the breath, yeah, and then we are still with the breath, you know, and looking around, you know, thinking about this and thinking about that. No, you have to be aware of every breath that goes in, every breath that goes out. Know that the breath is short, know that the breath is long, or know that the breath is detailed, or know that the breath is rough, yeah? If you don't know how to observe, yeah, the breath, yeah, then go to, didn't I say that? Maybe last night. Go to the zoo and watch animals. Have you ever? Do you have to think what they are doing? When you see a monkey jump from tree to tree, you know it, don't you? Or do you think, oh, this monkey is jumping from branch to branch? Huh? Do you think that? Or do you know it? You understand it? The knowing nature of the heart, that's where we want to go, yeah? And we have to train it, and it's very tough training, yeah? So every moment, you know, in the beginning, every moment we have to ask, how is the breath? It is the in-breath, it is the out-breath, yeah? Is it, you know, is it beginning, is it in the middle, is it at the end? And that is, of course, very tedious. That's how you overcome your autopilot. Yeah? Okay? So, other questions? Yeah? I mean, now you have three crutches, you know, one is walking, one is counting, one is breath, yeah? I mean, if you can't, if it brings you sometimes, you know, but you, sooner or later you have to go to one thing, yeah? And I wouldn't use counting, you know, I would use put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? That's much better, yeah? How often do you miscount? No, if you count, then you count only to 10, yeah? 100. Was I at 87? Then you start thinking, you know, where was I? Yeah? And that is not helpful, yeah? That's why, you know, why it is not really that helpful, yeah? But some people, you know, find it very, in the very beginning, you know, very helpful. But then only count to 10. Yeah? But use the Buddha, it's much better. Buddha with breathing in and Do with breathing out. Yeah? Then you have only two crutches, yeah? I mean, meditation is all about becoming one-pointed, yeah? First we go into Upachara Samadhi, you know. I mean, that's where there is peacefulness, happiness, or whatever, yeah? Whatever you look in your heart for, yeah? And then if you go deeper, you know, there's one-pointedness, right? Yeah? One-pointedness is what is, yeah? When subject and object merges into one point, yeah? And then you can't say anything about it because the whole universe collapses. And you're not there anymore. Huh? The universe can be destroyed while you're in one-pointedness, and then you come back. Ah, oh, there's no place to live. Okay, let's go back. Huh? One-pointedness, you know, is a preview of Nibbana. That's what it is. And we can all reach it, you know, if we put enough effort into it. Huh? So, other question? That normally doesn't have any relationship, yeah? I mean, when you walk very fast, when the mind is very restless, you walk faster, you know, in order to get some easier calm, yeah? Once the mind gets calm, it walks slower, yeah? Automatically, you don't even have to correct it, yeah? Let the body walk, yeah? And concentrate on the mind. That is the whole idea about walking meditation. It's just like sitting meditation. Let the body sit, you know, and we concentrate on the mind. Yeah? And then the body does, you know, does its thing, you know, it walks slower, but it never walks slow. It works normal speed, you know, like you go to work, you know, and that is the normal speed, you know. But you can, in the beginning, if the mind is very restless, walk really fast, but don't run. Yeah? Yeah, of course. Just look one meter ahead of you. Don't look left. Don't look right. You know, I see so many people. You know, not here. You know, whenever you know do walking meditation, they look at this flower and then they look at that flower. You know, I mean, this is not walking meditation. Or look at this person or that person. That is not walking meditation. You look 1 meter ahead. You know, you don't look left. You don't look right. Yeah. Okay. I know it is tough, but you have to learn it, yeah? I mean, if you want to learn it, yeah? Otherwise you will never be able to meditate, you'll never be able to reach Upacara Samadhi, yeah? I mean, Upacara Samadhi, there's no future, there's no past, yeah? I mean, who doesn't want to be there? There are no kilesas there who constantly bother us. And you will feel, you know, if you can rest there for a few hours and then you come out, I mean, all the sense bombardments, you know, huh? You feel like in a war, yeah? But if you don't know the difference, you know, between Upacara Samadhi and normal life, you know, I mean, you don't know the sugar or, you know, the goodness of it, yeah? So you have to experience it, you have to train, yeah? Otherwise you will never know it, yeah? You only hear, you know, I mean, it's just like people, you know, heard, you know, in the 18th or 19th century, oh, there's some gold there, you know, in the US, you know. They never went, you know, so they don't know if there was gold there, or if some people reported it, yeah? Yeah? Find the gold in your heart, yeah? That's where it is, it's always there, there's never been, yeah? And we don't need to produce it, yeah? Metta, karuna, you know, whatever is always there in the heart, yeah? I mean, you just put all this rubbish, you know, all this garbage on top of your heart, so I mean, it is very difficult to unravel, yeah? I mean, all your thoughts, all your memories, all your views, all your opinions, you know, I mean, block the access of your heart. That's why we do meditation, yeah, to get the heart free, yeah, to see what it is doing. Otherwise we will never understand. Okay? Yeah, everybody starts the same way. Yeah, I mean, I told you, you know, when I started, you know, I mean, oh, it was so difficult, you know. But I pulled myself through, you know, determination and effort, is that what gets you going, yeah? After 1.5 years, I was able to reach Upacara Samadhi, and a year later, even Apana Samadhi, yeah? Because I was willing, yeah? I didn't let go, you know? I mean, you have geckos, you know? I mean, you see if they have something in the mouth, you know? They have some food in the mouth. They don't let go of it. Oh, yeah? So, you have meditation in your mouth, you don't let go of it. That's how you proceed, yeah? And that's how you get into Upacara Samadhi or Apana Samadhi. Okay? Understood? Yeah? No more questions? Yeah, no? Then go and...